your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. You're almost there. It's halfway through the week. We're going to make it. We have a crawfish festival this weekend that we can go to. There's all kinds of fun stuff coming up. With me, I have Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Tammy. And I am excited to talk about more fun stuff coming up.
I kind of figured you did have some stuff coming up.
The weather is amazing on the Gulf Coast, so you can't help but be excited and happy and really want to get outside. But since you mentioned the Crawfish Festival, we'll jump right into our upcoming events, because this weekend on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at Bamboo Willie's on the beach, we are kicking off our Crawfish Fest 5K.
Okay.
So you run a 5K and then you get not all you can eat crawfish, but a whole lot of crawfish after the run over at Bamboo Willie's.
What about a slushy? Does that come included or not?
A slushy? No,
you know,
probably not.
Bamboo Willie's, don't they have all the...
I understand what you're... I understand
like,
the question you're asking.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Tammy,
but no.
That
would be like a bushwhacker?
I don't know. There's
all
kinds of fun
stuff.
Well,
we do have exciting news about that, too, for those who have been in the running community for a while, but more on that later.
Oh, okay.
But let's talk about the Crawfish Fest 5K.
Yes.
Is... you can register now. I think the registration fee is $35. Tammy's going to double check, but I should know.
Okay.
But runpensacola.com, and you can sign up right now, but you can eat that much in crawfish. So, yes, I understand some of you are saying, do I really want to eat crawfish at 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning? The answer is yes,
absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely. When do you not want to?
That's exactly right. When is a bad time to eat crawfish? Never.
Never. Exactly. I'm totally down with
that. So lots of crawfish. Bring the whole family out. Runpensacola.com. It may be 40 on race day.
I'm looking it up. On or before, let's see. Between January 1 and 4/13 is $35. Between 4/14 and 4/22 is $45.
So it's 45 now.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a great deal. Lots of crawfish. Did I say you get crawfish when you finish?
Yes.
So that's this weekend. And then another exciting race coming up on May 6th, which is after everyone's favorite holiday, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
So Saturday, May 6th, which is after the other favorite holiday, May the 4th.
May the 4th be with
be
you.
Be with you. Yes, you have to pause when you say
you
it, right?
You have to pause.
You know
pause.
What? It took me like years to understand that. Like people would say, May the 4th. I'm like, okay, well, okay. And then, I mean, I'm not a Star Wars fan, but it doesn't run my life.
It doesn't run your life.
I guess.
It runs somebody's life.
It does.
Mean,
that's right. And,
people
and hey, more power to you.
It.
It's
yeah,
awesome.
It's
so
great.
May the 6th is the Fiesta Five Flags 5K,
okay.
Or now it's just Fiesta 5K and 10K, and that is an iconic Pensacola race. It's run like almost 40 years. I don't know the exact number. It's not a race that we at Running Wild produce, but we support the Pensacola Runners Association. We'll host packet pickup for them and our major sponsors of the event. But that is an iconic race. It starts at Pensacola State College and winds through kind of the Cordova Park area into East Hill, goes down 12th Avenue under the tree tunnel, and then turns right on Cervantes and enters downtown on Palafox, and you finish up right there at Seville Square, the park, on Government Street.
Okay.
And that's the 10K. You can opt for the 50 percenter, if you will, the 5K. That starts basically on 12th Avenue near just south of Cactus Flower there on Scott Street,
yes.
Alga Brewery, if those of you that need a landmark. It starts there and finishes downtown.
Great.
And so there's bus transportation to take you to the start line. You can park at the finish and take you back. And all that info is on PensacolaRunners.com.
Awesome.
So that is exciting. That's May 5th. And then May, because it's such an awesome month to run here, we've got our leftover 5K, which is a fan favorite.
Oh, I see that. May 13th.
May 13th. So what we do, so that's out at the beach as well. Now that is not a 5K.
Okay.
It's a 4 mile, just to be a little different. Mm-hmm. We take all of the leftover stuff, AKA leftover. So for the entire year, we have all these races and we have awards and t-shirts and race numbers and lots of different things. We take all that stuff and we bring it to this race, and those are your prizes. And the t-shirts, so you may get a Pensacola Marathon t-shirt from 2 years ago with the big words leftover printed across the front of it. And it is, and
sounds great.
Oh, it's such a blast. No one leaves with just one shirt.
Really?
And all the finishers' medals we have. I mean, people leave the race looking like Mr. T, for those of you that
this
are.
This is something I might want to
join fun,
in.
Tammy.
This sounds like a blast.
Yeah. And it's on the beach.
Oh, yeah, and you can't pass that up. Absolutely
right.
Not. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Tammy Martin with the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have a question for Paul with Running Wild, if you missed a date and time, you want to know about the upcoming 5Ks, please do text or call 437-1620. So they can find out all this information on your website as well.
WeRunWild.com and or RunPensacola.com. We'd like to keep it simple, but yeah, to get directly to the race info and to register, it's runpensacola.com, but there's links and an event calendar on werunwild.com.
Yes, I saw that. Mm-hmm. You have all that, and you have links to it. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of how it
goes. It's wonderful. And what about the ones that say my first 5K?
Let me talk about the My First 5K program, because it's a great program for really anyone. So to round out May, so the 13th is left over, and then May 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend, the last weekend of May, we have the Graffiti Bridge 5K.
Okay.
So it is a total blast, and it starts and finishes right under the Graffiti Bridge. We close down the road I guess about 2 hours before the race starts. So it's BYOP, bring your own paint.
Oh, fun. That's great.
We let you, or, you know, you're allowed to paint the bridge anytime, but we close the road so you can paint everywhere on the bridge and bring your paint. Paint before the race. And we cap it off with a fun barbecue. Typically, we barbecue hot dogs in Miraflores Park.
Okay.
With some live music and, of course, adult beverages and other beverages if you're not an adult or you don't wish to participate in drinking beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. But that one is a blast. We use the Graffiti Bridge as actually our finish arch, so it's a lot of fun. You get to run up under the Graffiti Bridge and come back down through it. Many years, we'll have a train pass on the trestle as well, either before the race starts or as it's finishing. So it's a lot of fun. That's a 5K that winds through East Hill. Mm-hmm. And again, runpensacola.com is where you'll find that info. And that kind of rounds out May for us.
And what I love is, and I've told you this before, I don't love running, but this makes me want to do it.
Yes, you do. See?
This makes me want to do it. Like, I get leftover shirts and awards. Now I get crawfish. I can bring paint. So how fun are you making this? This is wonderful. And you can walk it if you need to, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So all of our runs have a walking category, and we give awards in the walking category.
Okay,
I
didn't know that.
So, yeah, you can. And, I mean, we have people that come out with strollers, that walk with all kinds of ages. And so it's and or run. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot
family
of fun. Yeah,
events.
You can bring your family events. How fun. Your kids would like to paint, too, I think,
and
as well.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the earlier you sign up, the better.
Okay.
Yep.
With all these, probably.
Absolutely, yeah. The price is always lowest at the beginning. And some people are concerned, well, what if there's bad weather? We don't cancel events. Now, during the COVID years, or year plus, we were forced by our permitting agencies to modify and or in a few cases cancel. And when we did that, we gave everyone a refund.
Oh, nice.
Now, prior to that and since then, for bad weather, we don't cancel. We may postpone. But typically, I can I've been race directing in Pensacola for over 20 years. And I can't think of any races we canceled due to weather. I can think of just a handful, maybe three or four we delayed slightly because of weather, and maybe another three or four that we had rain at the beginning or end or some point during the race. So out of, you know, I'm talking hundreds of events we've done over the years, just a handful we've had bad weather.
Yeah, it's fun to run in the rain sometimes anyway.
Sometimes.
Yep, sometimes it is.
So my point is, don't be afraid to sign up early. You'll get the best deal. Put it on your calendar. Don't plan anything else. And come out and eat some crawfish this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. If you're just tuning in, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Paul Epstein with us with Running Wild. We're talking all things running. There's some 5Ks coming up. You don't want to miss out on that. You can go to werunwild.com for more information. And what was the other website they could go to?
RunPensacola.com.
RunPensacola.com.
Try to keep it simple.
Yeah, that is super simple. So head on over there if you would like to sign up for any of these. There's a crawfish. You can paint the graffiti bridge. I mean, there's so much fun stuff going on. And definitely if you want crawfish, this weekend is all you can eat, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much all
you're
you can
gonna
eat.
You're not going to get denied.
Oh, well, that's good. If you want to join in the conversation, need more information, it's 437-1620. And after the show, you can always head on over to News Radio 92.3. The podcast will be uploaded if they missed any of this as well. So they can head on over for that.
Cool.
And so we were going to talk about, is it couch to 5K? Is that what you do?
Well, so we call it My First 5K, and basically it is. It's a beginner 5K program, but it's not just for beginners. It's for anyone that has not been exercising for whatever amount of time or feels like they need kind of a reset, if you will. Because we have people that participate that were accomplished runners. I'm using air quotes. I know they can't see me in radio land. I'm doing close to the microphone now.
He has
accomplished
air quotes.
runners years and years ago, and they fell out of it, or they just got discouraged, or they no longer have friends that they run with. Because running, besides being a fun and enjoyable sport, okay, I'm saying that a bit sarcastically, because some of you do it because you have to do it, or you're like Tammy, you're like, I don't love running, but I love eating crawfish, and I love getting cool shirts, and I love
the painting
fun
the graffiti bridge. I might join all of it.
but it gives you, it's a great place for camaraderie. It's a great place to meet new friends. It's a great place to meet new running friends, right? Because everybody in the program is health and fitness minded as well.
Right.
Or they become that if they're not that when they start. So it's, we started it. Gosh, we created this program about 18 years ago, and it's a 12-week program, and it's $250 to participate in the program, but that includes a pair of running shoes that fit you in. Yeah, so that's worth about $140
to $160. Yes, definitely.
And so that's a big part of it, but then it's you get a full training schedule for the 12 weeks, and that what that means is you get a printed schedule that covers every day of the week to tell you what to do, right? And some days are rest or nothing, but most, at least 5 days of the week are some type of activity. And 2 days a week, you meet as a group at Running Wild, and we have several coaches, depending on the class size, that will take you out and do some running and walking, and we start everybody off really slow.
Okay.
So that it's not intimidating at all. We do kind of a run walk. And the coaches take you through the whole program. And we've got a physical therapist on our staff that does some analysis for the whole group and teaches some classes. And out of the 12 weeks, I think we've got three or four different seminars that we do, like a nutrition seminar, a stretching seminar, injury prevention seminar. So it's an incredible deal for somebody to get back into it.
Yes, and over at Running Wild, they can fit you. They have so many different styles, options for you, and they'd be happy to fit you the perfect shoe that can prevent injury, because that is the key of prevention, correct?
That's the goal, right? And we do. I mean, that's what we live and breathe over at the shop, and both in Fairhope and Pensacola. Yeah, we've got a lot of great styles, a lot of great shoes. A lot of great colors as well. That's important, right?
For me, it is.
Yeah, no, it is for a lot of people, Tammy, not just in guys and gals are, you know, very dialed into style and fashion. So there's, you know, shoe companies have done a great job.
They have, actually.
In making the shoe very functional, but also look good.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I think recently, just over the past year, it seems like tennis shoes are just getting so much more popular.
You know, a lot more people are wearing them.
Right.
Yeah, because they're comfortable and they're acceptable. I think some of it had to do with, I hate to keep going back to COVID, but
that's okay.
You know, not going into the office and dressing up is what changed some things. And right. And so you can wear comfortable shoes. And anytime you're traveling, you go through the airport and you see everybody wearing running shoes or walking shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or as you call them, tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Yeah. There you go. but yeah, back to, you know, that's what we will take a look at your feet, whether you're participating in the 5K program or just coming in for some new shoes. We will analyze your feet. We have a 3D scanner in both our Pensacola and Fairhope stores. We put you on the scanner. It just helps kind of give us a visual picture of your foot to talk to you about it, where your pressure points are. Mm-hmm. But then we do a gait test. We watch you walk. We watch you stand barefoot and then measure your feet. And we really, the most important part of it is discussing your needs, your past injuries, and kind of where you're heading. Like, I want to run a marathon, or mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to get out of bed each day and go for a 2-mile walk.
Right. That's amazing. It's great. You can go over there and they can customize the experience for you, customize your shoe, make sure you're getting exactly what you need. And you're using your money wisely by going over there and getting the exact pair of shoe that you need. You're not wasting money. I know how many times I have been to the store and I have wasted money on shoes. Oh, those are cute. And then they aren't comfortable for what I'm doing. So head on over to Running Wild, or you can go to WeRunWild.com and check out. They have all of the upcoming Wild events on here as well. The 5Ks, we have the Crawfish 5K this weekend at Bamboo Willie's. You don't want to miss out on that.
Do not want
no,
to miss
I
it.
Mean, you can't crawfish. Miss out on crawfish, right? Lots of crawfish. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Paul Epstein with Running Wild. We're talking about all things 5K and finding the perfect shoe for you. You can follow them on Instagram as well. So let's talk a little bit more about the 5Ks coming up. So we have the Crawfish one.
Crawfish this weekend.
This weekend.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Then we take a weekend off. And then the following weekend is the Fiesta 5K and 10K.
Okay.
That starts at Pensacola State College and finishes downtown. So it's a point-to-point race. And it's an incredible race, hosted and produced by the Pensacola Runners Association. Yes. And you can get info for that from PensacolaRunners.com. And then the following weekend, the 13th, is the crowd and fan favorite, the Leftover.
The Leftover. This sounds so much fun.
Again, it's a 4 mile. So, okay, Tammy, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
How much further is 4 miles than a 5K?
0.5 miles? No. I don't know.
I know. I totally put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
I'm not a runner.
Not really.
I don't know.
I'm not
know.
Sorry. All right.
He's
so,
not sorry. Listen to him.
I'm not sorry. A 5K, because people show up and they're like, oh, it's a 4K. No, it's a 4 mile. Oh, how much further is that? Well, so a 5K in miles is how far? 3.1 miles.
3.1. See, in my head, I was thinking it was 3.5.
Right.
That was close.
So now you can subtract out the difference. This is a test. Four
a
minus 3.1.
I don't know.
0.9. You got it.
0.9.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like half mile,
so here's
three quarters
what I've
of a mile, because that's
life.
How I think. How much farther do I have to run?
Everyone has different strengths, right? And you have a lot of strengths.
It's just math is not one of them.
You said it. I didn't say it. But
I could have told you that before you asked me the question.
Like, I have some team members.
In my head, I was thinking 0.9, and then I was like, well, what does that equate to in miles? Is that like 3 quarters of a mile?
But I guarantee you one thing, Tammy can eat some crawfish.
I can.
See?
I can eat some crawfish. You are correct.
And
sir.
That is like a superpower. So,
here in Florida it is. Pensacola.
4 miles is 9/10 of a mile. So, not even a mile further than a 5K. So, it gives you a chance to kind of. It's different, right? Mm-hmm. So it gives you a chance to have a little different type of experience. And then, of course, leaving with, I mean, we usually do glassware for our awards, but we've done a lot of different things this past year. So there's all kinds of cool different awards that you can show up and just get, right? Whether you place in your age group or not at the Leftover, pretty much everybody gets an award because we have so many. And the coolest medals from all the races we've done, plus some other stuff we throw in there. Great t-shirts. So if you have a family and everybody needs a shirt, and then come on out because you'll get two or three.
That sounds like a blast. Talking about running, I did run the 10K Bayou Hills 10K.
Yes.
I did do that.
So how many miles is a 10K?
Definitely not 10 miles.
No, so it's not 10 know. Miles. So how far is a 5K again? I just said
3.1.
So a 10K would be...
I don't know.
Yes, come on, Tammy.
6.2?
Yes, woo! Oh, my gosh.
I thought this
Victory.
Was a trick question.
Victory.
So is he tricking me?
I never, ever ask trick questions.
I always think people are tricking me all the time.
That was good. I know. I can understand that.
You know what that's from? Is from hygiene school when all the questions are... they were all tricks, every one of them.
Really?
You're like, it all could be the right answer. I don't know which one, and they've ruined me for life with that. So
it's time to let it go.
I'm trying.
We're moving on.
Working on
We're moving forward to that. We're walking and running.
We're gonna walk
into
and
the
run.
Future. How's that? How was that?
That
awesome
sounds great.
Analogy?
That sounds amazing to me.
So yeah. So then the weekend after. No, I'm sorry. 2 weeks after that, the 27th. Mm-hmm. To end May and kind of end or begin the summer, end of school year, so all the kids are out of school by then as well, Memorial Day weekend, the Graffiti Bridge 5K. And it's a total blast. The post-race parties in Miraflores Park, which is that park right there on 17th and La Rua and Belmont. The one that you see as you're going down the hill to go under the Graffiti Bridge on the right. It's a great venue. We've got Tim Spencer, which is a local musician. He's out there playing some great music. And of course, we'll have, like I said, adult beverages mm-hmm. and some soft drinks and water, of course. And then in the past, we've grilled hot dogs, and I think we're going to do the same this year and other vegetarian options, or maybe there's vegetarian hot dogs, but they wouldn't call it,
actually,
they wouldn't be called
I eat
hot dogs.
Plant-based, and they do have vegan hot dogs.
So, okay, so
they do.
We're going to take a pause from running for just a second and talk about. Now, I'm not a vegan or vegetarian. Mm-hmm. One of my daughters was for a while, but then she works in a restaurant industry and decided not to be. But I totally respect that and get it. But here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
So if you eat bacon, right? It's bacon. It comes from a
animal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We don't have to say which one, but, you know, we all know which one. So, but if you want the vegetarian or vegan version of it, call it, don't call it fakin'. Call it something else, right? Why are you trying to trick yourself? Because, I mean, bacon tastes good.
Because I think with, from my perspective as a plant-based eater, plant-based eating.
Oh, so you are a... Are you a vegan or
no?
Or
see, that's the difference. So veganism is a belief in not hurting animals.
It's
a belief system. Plant-based eating is really just for health. And with plant-based eating, they do give some. You're allowed to eat some meat sometimes, very limited. Think of like the food tower, and the smallest one is where you would eat like some meats, or if you want to sometimes. And that's why sometimes I eat crawfish, or I eat fish because I live in Florida.
Okay,
a primarily plant-based eater, and I think that's because. I'm not against eating bacon. So if I can have something similar to it, does that make sense? Because I'm not a vegan.
Now,
so I'm
no,
not
the
against.
The explanation is I've never seen it from that perspective. I don't know how we got, I do know how we got talking about this, but you know, it's not running related, but it kind of is.
It's got,
because we talk so much about food and diet as it relates to
I could
running.
Get on
nutrition,
a whole
if you will. Oh, yeah.
Series of that. So maybe next time we're going
to. Your explanation was acceptable.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you, Paul, for joining me with Running Wild. If you need more information, head on over to werunwild.com or pensacolarunners.com to sign up for any of these 5Ks. Coming
run
up, we have.
Pensacola. Runpensacola.com.
Why did I say Pensacola Runners? I heard you say that.
That's for the Fiesta Run.
Fiesta Run. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Coming up, we have Terrence Gross with Gross & Schuster. You don't want to miss out. We have more to unpack here on the Pep Talk.